It's Tuesday, the 9th of June, 8 a.m, and summer has arrived. For the new, that is. What we would be hoping for and expecting on a summer's morning. Beautiful, let's say 99% clear skies. The sun beaming down on the garden. It uses that big Leylandi as a sundial. I'm in the shadow of the sundial at the moment. It is a beautiful morning. It's this bird sound you would expect to hear in a summer's morning, a good summer's morning. And no need for wind protection on the earbuds, the mics this morning, because it's very, extremely calm. Slightest of breeze. Just twirling the silver birch, those tiny little bright green silver birch leaves that flutter. So much greenery, different shades. And the grass was cut yesterday, so the garden's looking tidier. Yes, loads to do yet, but at least with the grass cut. It's amazing that, isn't it? Just a quick shoot over and everything looks as if it's been tended too carefully. And it hasn't been. Truth is that the plants in my garden eat up more grass every year. I don't mind. Ah, the early morning clatter of aluminium steps. My neighbour's conservatory is just about finished. So he told me yesterday anyway, not far away. Actually now I can see the guys went up the ladder. I can see him cleaning the windows. Yes, so beautiful morning. Slept well last night. I'll have to say, weird. Well, I always have weird dreams, but slightly OTT last night. In fact, it was this morning. Well, what is night and morning? Huh? When we say last night, we just mean the time we were sleeping, don't we? Really? But it was late in the morning. I think there's a song about that too, isn't there? But anyway, weird and wacky, wacky dream. I'm feeling much better this morning too. Ah, the sun's just about to get clear off the Leylandi sundial. It's going to smack me in the face any minute now. Not the tree. Well, let's hope not anyway. Yes, I slept well last night. And I am feeling better this morning. Much, much better with myself. Got a bit of concern though for my wife. She she's had a sore foot for a while, having difficulty getting over to sleep the past few nights, and last night she had to get up and go put her foot and bottom of her leg into a bucket of cold water. Doctors say it is rheumatoid arthritis in her foot, but she says it was going up her leg, so I'm a bit concerned. It's circulation based. So I'm going off on Saturday morning flying. Need to get this resolved before then. So I'm very concerned about that. Our health is more important than any week in Spain. What a difference standing here now that the sun has made its way around, and it's beautiful. It's beaming down and lighting up part of the garden at the moment. Won't be long till it's cleared the treetops and lighting the whole garden up. But the way it, you know, that's a funny thing, isn't it? It's like photographs, photography, they always say, you know, you need contrast. So taking a photograph and the noonday sun washes everything out. It's true. When you look at the garden, and one part of the garden has been brightly illuminated by a beautiful sun, flowers and greenery of all shades, and other parts are still in shadow. That's that beautiful contrast. All those other plants sitting there, biding their time, looking at their watches. You know, soon be time for the sun. Get ready. Sounds like my neighbour bringing his bucket back in from the environmental disposal agent. In other words, the bucket lorry. Yeah. Oh my goodness, the sun's now, yeah, as quick as that, blinding now. What a gorgeous morning. So, 4 days. 4 days to get so many things done before we go off. Hopefully go off on Saturday morning to wait and see what the doc says about my wife. 4 days to tie up loose ends all over the place and get everything ready. Sat last night for quite a wee while, checking in online. Now you can check in the car rental online and other things to do with the holiday. I still don't trust it all though, so I still printed all the sheets out. Mrs. Blackbird has arrived and she's, my goodness sake, take your time girl, you'll get colic. She's swallowing the porridge like there's no tomorrow. Absolutely ravenous. So she's definitely sitting on eggs or chicks, without a doubt. She just caught a fly in the hop. Then, oh, she chased another one and caught it in the midair. She's quick. Wow. She is super quick. Now she's, I think she's actually filling her beak now. Oh, I'm not a seagull. Come out from below that shrub. Look to see before she flies off. Yes, she's got porridge. Yeah, she's porridge and a fly. Two flies. She's just about 3 feet from her feet. And she's still picking up wee beasties. How did they do that? A beak full of grub and you can still pick up a tiny wee insect. Yes, she's feeding. Ah, that's great news. Go on then, girl. Take it back. So it's not eggs? Because you can't feed an egg. Unless she's invented something. Good. I'm glad to see that this morning. Yeah, that put a smile on my face. Ah, simple things in life, eh? Did I say it was a beautiful morning? Peering up in the sky through greenery to a rich, deep blue sky. I wonder how long summer will last. Today? 2 days? Half a day?